Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It's Tuesday, April 8th. Thank you guys so much for being here, getting up early with us. It's dark outside. A little chilly this morning. It's going to be nice today, but I was like, oh, I'm going to just wear a short sleeve. I got outside. I was like, oh.
Did you run back inside?
No. Thankfully, I have a jacket or like a little hoodie here and at the station. So I came in and I like threw that on right away. I was a little cold.
I have my hoodie here too. I walked out of my apartment and I felt the chill too. The wind and stuff. I was like, boss it out. Boss it out. You can do it. You have a hoodie at the station. And I did.
It's chilly this morning. But yeah, it's definitely going to warm up and be a beautiful day today. So how are you this morning?
I'm good. Yesterday was a good day. After the show, I talked to both of my parents. I was like, it's time. I recollect, talk to both my mom and dad. And I talked to my mom for like a good hour, talked to my dad for a good hour. They're no longer together. So my mom and dad live in separate cities. So it was nice just to catch up. And then I'm planning a trip to San Diego in the summer. So around the end of June. So just talking to them about that. Hopefully I can get with both of my parents. And they're very cool. They're friends. So I'm like, hey, would love for mom to come over to the house. He goes, yeah, have her come over. So we're planning like a little get together at the end of June.
That's nice. That they're on good terms with each other. I bet that makes your life so much easier.
Oh, so much easier. And although holidays, when we went to the Philippines to see James's parents, I was like, I want to see both of my parents too for the holidays. We both went from the Philippines to San Diego with my dad's family, and then where my mom's from, which is 2 hours east from San Diego. It is exhausting.
There's a lot to do. Like, I feel like the holidays are supposed to be a time of like family and resting. And it's like, it's so stressful. You have to go see everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But how are you? What's up in your world?
Not much. Just kind of a busy day yesterday. Hit the gym. I hadn't worked out with my trainer it was like a week. I was still going to the gym, but like our schedules were not working. So I finally got to work out with him yesterday. Came home, watched the Houston, Florida basketball game. Having like major post-concert depression. Do you ever do that? Like I just coming off of two great concerts and now I'm like, oh, when's the next concert I get to go to? That's my Achilles like heel. That's the thing that I spend my money on is concert tickets. I don't go crazy on clothes. I don't go crazy on makeup. I love to just save my money, except for concert tickets. And now I'm like, what's the next show? I want to go to a concert.
I've had post-show depression before. I remember twice. It was the first and I probably the last time I ever went to Coachella, and I saw Beyonce, and that was incredible. And then I had post-show depression again when I saw Beyonce for the Renaissance tour. It's like, oh my God. Then that's one of the things, like, I've got to see her. That's my girl. And that's why James understands, like, you go to Beyonce by yourself, you need to go get that fix.
Yeah. Get that fix in and get your spirits back up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was definitely feeling that, but it's funny that you can like feel that let down when it's all over. It's kind of like when you plan a wedding and it's like the anticipation, and then it's here, and then afterwards you're like, okay, now what?
Yeah,
now what do I do?
The honeymoon is over. Everything's done. It's like, what now?
Well, we are super excited you guys are joining us today. We've got a lot coming up. We've got a lot of giveaways coming up. Speaking of concerts, it's kind of a concert. It's Jay and Silent Bob. They just made this big announcement yesterday. They are back, Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt. We're talking Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith. They're back on stage and they're coming to town to the Venetian. And we've got your tickets. Win them before you can buy them at 7:30 this morning. For all of you like 90s kids and you remember all the movies that they were in, man, this is going to be quite the show. So that's going to be really cool. We also have an early edition of Heads Up this morning, and we've got your 4-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. Always a great time. So let's start things off with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Missing by Everything But the Girl? Do you want to hear Steal My Sunshine by Len? I know it's all for me. Make you steal my sunshine. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Make you steal my sunshine. Keep me first. Or do you want to hear Bootylicious by Destiny's Child? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads with your vote at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Parents, I think most of us like to believe that our kids are safe online, especially when they're just playing games or messaging friends. But sometimes things happen that catch us completely off guard. Steph, you just went through something scary with your 13-year-old nephew, and he was tricked into buying something online, and it didn't stop there. What happened?
Yeah, this happened last week, and my nephew, 13, he asked my mom for $20, and usually my nephew would spend it like on V-Bucks for Fortnite or just like little things here and there for food at school. And so my mom was like, yeah, what's it for? And he apparently lied and said, yeah, it's for V-Bucks. Just kind of like pass it on. He's like, okay. So my mom cash paid on Apple Pay, sent him $20. And then she actually found out that money was for something else. And my nephew, apparently online, saw something on like an ad that said, turn your money into fast cash, like you can invest and make more money. So he used that $20 and signed up for this thing online that he really wasn't sure he was signing up for. He put the money in, and my mom didn't find out about it till recently because his phone died, and she had him charge his phone in my mom's room. Once the phone finally turned on and the notifications were coming through, there was notifications from an unknown number that was not saved saying, hey, where's my money? And they were coming in at like midnight, 6 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Weird times, right? Like, hey, man, where's my money? Where's my money? And then my mom woke up in the morning like, who are these text messages from? She confronted my nephew. Turns out that it was this guy that was harassing my nephew into getting more money from him. And she was like, absolutely not. We need to end this now. So she called the guy. She blocked the number, said, don't you ever call my grandson ever again. And had to kind of scare the guy into no longer harassing my nephew. But How scary is that?
Well, so did he give that $20 initially to him? Like he Apple Paid it to him and then he just kept asking for more and more?
That's exactly what happened. And she had no idea this was going on.
That's scary. I mean, the phone is mine at that point. Yes. Like you're done with your phone. Your phone is mine. Kids are very impressionable and then they believe things that they see, especially online. It's like, oh gosh, I can turn $20 into how much, you know, however much I want. And that is absolutely terrifying that happened to him. I'm so glad that she noticed when she did and got involved in that.
Same here. So the solution in the household from now on is no longer having phones at night. She has his phone. And it's kind of sad because once my mom confronted him about the situation, he felt like this huge sigh of relief. Like, oh my God, thank God you were able to stop the guy because he was harassing me for the past few days.
Well, that's the thing. I think kids are so scared about the trouble that they're going to get into, so they don't say anything. And it's really important to have that conversation. Like, look, you got to be honest with me. You got to tell me if someone is threatening you, you have to tell me. We will get it worked out. Yes, I may be mad at you initially, but at the end of the day, I love you. We are going to take care of you. And so it's a two-way street here. The kids have to be more forthcoming with the parents.
I love that conversation. That's the same exact conversation my mom had with him, was like, hey, yes, I'll be mad at first. Yes, am I going to lecture you? But these things, they've got these conversations. They have to happen. Open up to me a little bit more.
It's time. I think it's time to get him one of those Nokia phones. That'll solve all of this.
I love it.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hello and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It's April 8th. And thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to get things moving on a Tuesday. A lot of you are experiencing that post-March Madness depression. It is over. Did you watch the game last night?
I did. I watched the last couple minutes of it. Man, what a game.
Yeah, it was one that you want to see for the battle for the national championships. Going into the final minutes of the game, the Florida Gators, they had the lead for exactly 17 seconds of play. None of that matters, though, if you have the lead when the clock strikes zero, of course. And they took down the Houston Cougars in really hard-fought matchup, 65-63. And if you're already looking at next season, the sportsbooks have Duke as the favorite to win it all in the 2026 championship.
Really?
Yeah, Houston is next, and then Florida is third. But it was funny because I got home yesterday, and today is our trash day, so we're getting our trash cans ready, and our neighbors are out there. We're just kind of talking to them, and we know that they're Florida State fans, not Florida State fans. And so my husband's like, are you watching the game tonight? And they're like, oh yeah. And I go, really? Even though you're Florida State fans? And they go, oh, we just watched to root for them to lose. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Is there a team that you don't root for because you want them to win, but you root for them to lose? And they say they'll watch Florida games and cheer for the other team because they want them to lose so bad. That's how much they hate Florida, being Florida State fans. And they're like, you don't do that? There's not a team that you like root for to lose, like whenever you see them play? And I thought about it. I go, actually, you're right. That's how I am with the Red Sox. It's like, I want anyone to beat the Red Sox. I don't care who they are. Just beat the Red Sox. That's the only thing I care about.
That's the same thing with us in baseball. We are Padres fans. So when they just flopped in the playoffs last year against the Dodgers. And so with the Dodgers going to the World Series against the Yankees, they're like, Dodgers, please lose, please lose.
You're like, go Yankees.
Yes, go New York. And I don't root for the Yankees ever. So that was the only time I'm like, please, please. We always say, BLA, BLA. So whenever they were chanting the Yankees, Yankees fans, we were right there with them.
Is there anyone else that does that? Who's the team that you root against? Or are we just like super petty? Me, you, and my neighbor, Steph. I wonder if anyone else just purposely roots for another team to lose. We're getting some texts. Oh, you guys are petty too. I love it. This one says the Dallas Cowboys, 100%. Whoever plays them, I hope they win. That is funny. This one says, as a Chargers fan, I always want the Raiders to lose. Always
oh my
hate
gosh.
Them. Our friend Corey, who's listening, who I know is a Red Sox fan, he just wrote, beat the Yankees. Always want
oh,
the Yankees. Yeah, Corey
that.
And I will go at it sometimes. It's so funny. So, okay, good. We're not the only petty people out there. I'm happy to hear that. So, all right, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Of course, we've got tickets galore. We've got your Vegas Thrill Passes. Checking them out on Sunday, which is going to be a huge game. It's Ninth Island night. It is also Mix 94.1 night. And we've got your tickets coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. Also, in just a couple of minutes, an early edition of Heads Up for San Gennaro Feast tickets. We are giving those away. And on the way next, we have what's trending. What do sparkly bodysuits and Fortnite have in common? Sabrina Carpenter just leveled up your gaming. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
We have Sabrina Carpenter trending this morning. She is, I mean, everywhere. She's currently on her tour, her short and sweet tour in Europe. And now she is coming to a screen near you. If your outfit's not doing it for you, Fortnite has you covered. Starting today, Sabrina is going to join the Fortnite Festival as the new Season 8 icon. She's going to let players dress like the pop star. It's going to let people perform her songs like Juno. Songs like Nonsense, all in the Rock Band style game within the game. So do you play Fortnite?
I don't, but James plays it a lot. So,
there's Fortnite, and then like there's you could do like a Battle Royale, or you could do the Fortnite Festival. Like one of my daughters loves doing Fortnite Festival. It's kind of like Guitar Hero, where you can play songs on it.
Oh,
you
no
know?
Way.
Yeah, so if you want more, there's plenty more. Please, 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 Taste, Feather, Espresso, they're also hitting the Fortnite shop. And then you can also dress up as her with 4 glam skins inspired by her short and sweet tour, including her signature sparkly yellow bodysuit. Plus, you can get items like, if you want to decorate your, you know, your skin, you can get like a microphone, a guitar, a purse. Like you can really make it look super cute.
I love Fortnite. And when they do these types of things, I remember back in the pandemic when they collaborated with Travis Scott and they had that was fun. And then I think a couple years later, or maybe even the same year, Ariana Grande had a festival. And I was like, oh, sign me up. I don't know how to play, but I'll watch.
I love when they incorporate stars with it and just make it more fun and more relatable. And they also have 2 new emotes, which are choreographed to Taste and to Please, Please, Please. And so the emotes are like the dances that they do. So you can have some options with those for Sabrina Carpenter also.
I love Fortnite too, because with those dances, obviously they go viral, like that you have the gritty and stuff like that. But when you kill somebody, you could do one of the dances, and James does like the craziest dances when he kills somebody, because once you die on Fortnite, you can still see what's going on. And so he'll be like doing the dance, he'll be like doing the Dougie, he'll be doing like all these types of dances. I'm like, you guys are so funny.
It's so disrespectful, but like in the funniest way possible to see someone dancing after they kill you.
Yes.
That's like, wow, okay, you are doing the Running Man and you just shot me in the head. Thank you so much.
And now here's Juno by Sabrina Carpenter.
Exactly. And that's what's trending. Okay, it is time to win. Let's do this. Let's get you a 4-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. It is always so much fun. The International Italian Food and Music Festival happening at the M Resort. I just feel like you got to go to the San Gennaro Feast. Mm-hmm. It's so much good food. So caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up for this 4-pack of tickets. All you have to do is pick your category, and then we get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you win the tickets. Easy as that. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It's Maryvale. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You ready to play some Heads Up this morning?
Yes.
Let's do it. San Gennaro Feast tickets on the line. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Ten Hut, Heinz Ketchup, Hops and IPA, or Ride the Rainbow?
Ride the Rainbow?
Ride the Rainbow it is. Okay, National Unicorn Day is on Wednesday, and so these are all things associated with unicorns. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, okay.
How many things are associated with unicorns? I'm a little concerned, but I think we'll get it.
You guys will.
All we need to do is get six, okay, Maribel?
Okay.
All right.
We can do it.
You guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay, a unicorn has one of these sticking out of its head. Yes,
a horn.
A horn, yes. This is a somewhere over the what?
Rainbow?
Yes. This is like a unicorn that's a whale. It's like...
That unicorn is a wall. No. I know what it is, but I can't remember
the
name.
Let's pass it. Okay. David Copperfield, he does this. He's known for doing this.
Magic?
Yes, yes. Like Cinderella, all these stories are also known as what? I'm going to tell you a little what.
Fairy tale?
Yes, yes. An angel has these on the back.
Wings?
Yes. I'm going to pass on that one. These make a mess. This makes a mess all over. Like sometimes they're in cards and little pieces of this. Glitter is right. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Who is helping you, Buddy Bill?
That's my 8-year-old son. He was more excited than I was.
You killed it. You guys got it. Congratulations. Teamwork is awesome. And you just got a 4-pack of tickets to go to the San Gennaro Feast over at the M Resort. It's happening from Wednesday, April 23rd to April 27th. And you guys are in for free. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. I love when they help each other.
Yes.
That is so great.
What was that one, the unicorn of the sea?
Oh, is it a narwhal?
A narwhal.
I didn't even know really what that was.
I know that from the movie Elf.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that totally escaped me. I'm glad we passed on that and still won. So there you go. The winning continues straight up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to win a $275 diamond pendant. Courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, Beat Mercedes is happening at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's Mix 94.1.
Fancy life.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I am surprised by my kids every single day. Last night, I was doing my work. My daughter was doing her homework next to me at the table. And we just started having a conversation about music, and I found something out about her that I never knew. So Coldplay is coming to Las Vegas this summer, and I bought tickets because I love Coldplay, and I was like, you know what, let's make it a family thing. So we are all going, and I kind of thought, you know, should it just be me and my husband, or are the girls gonna like this? I'm like, it's supposed to be an experience. I've never been to a Coldplay show before, but I mean it's like lights and confetti, and it's just supposed to be amazing. So I was like, you know what? It'll be good to expose him to that. So I was talking to Brooklyn about it. I'm like, yeah, you know, we're going to Coldplay. And she goes, I can't freaking wait.
Oh.
And I looked at her and I was like, what? She goes, I am so excited for that concert. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you know Coldplay? She goes, I'm a huge Coldplay fan. Like, what are you talking about? You've never mentioned them before. She opens up her phone, and she has all these saved Coldplay videos on her phone.
No way.
She's like, look at this one. Look at this one. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. When did you become a Coldplay fan? She's like, I've been a Coldplay fan. Where have you been? And I just thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Is there something that your kid is weirdly obsessed with that totally surprised you? Maybe it's something that's not really from their generation, but they are like an old soul and they just love it. 702-364-9400. She says it's one of the things that she's looking forward to most this summer is the Coldplay concert. I couldn't believe it. I had no clue.
That is amazing. Okay, so this is for James, and I'm totally going to out him right now, but that's fine. And his music taste, he loves like 50 Cent, Jack Harlow, B.I.G. He's very like the gangster rap, hip hop lover. So right now, one of his favorite songs, I could not imagine this, but this is his favorite song right now.
He's loving some Chapel Roan.
He is obsessed with Chapel Roan. He goes, my song is on. Don't talk. Chapel Roan is on. He is like, you know, grown man, loves Chapel Roan. Never would have thought.
Just caught you totally by surprise.
Caught off guard. Totally like not James. So that is really shocked me. So maybe when Chapel Roan comes to town, we have to go see her.
What is the thing that your kid or just a family member that they are like so insane about that completely caught you off guard? 702-364-9400. Amy, good morning. What is it for you?
Good morning. My niece is upset with Pokemon cards. She started collecting them out of nowhere. She's very girly and like pink everything, Hello Kitty everything. And I walked into her room the other day and all the Hello Kitty's gone and it's Pokemon everywhere.
It's, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Where we always make the mistake of like judging a book from its cover and you're like, oh, she's too girly for something like that. Like, why would she like Pokemon? And then she is obsessed. You're not the only one. We just got a text here at 702-364-9400 that says, my daughter is so into Pokemon. She loves playing and collecting cards. It's so funny because she has a brother who is older than her and he could not care less about them. Let's talk to Natalie. Natalie, is there something that your kid is into that just does not, like, that totally caught you off guard?
Well, my son's 18 and forever now he has loved Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, the Highwaymen. But he's also into N.W.A. and Eminem.
That is a well-rounded kid. 18 yep. years old, knowing even who Willie Nelson is. Like, how did he get exposed to music like that?
I love all kinds of music, and my mom had a bunch of, his grandmother had a bunch of CDs and stuff that he used to listen to.
Oh, that's so funny. And then the NWA and all that, was that your exposure also?
Yeah, that was mine. So,
not straight out of Compton, straight out of Las Vegas, for sure. On
that one. I love that.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. It's so funny. We're getting a bunch of texts. This one says, my son, who is 21, likes all this older music. I found out his favorite song is Black by Pearl Jam. Mm. That's crazy. I love that they're learning the classics. You know, that is the side of good parenting when you're teaching them about the classics.
What about your dad or your mom when you were growing up? Like, I would have never thought I would have loved their type of old school music.
Oh, my dad, he listened to George Strait a lot, and I do love a lot of George Strait songs. My mom, she liked kind of like poppy music. I feel like she encouraged my love of Madonna. Like, she yes. liked Madonna, so I started to really like Madonna. But it's just so funny the influence that you can have on people. This one is the best, though. It just came in. My 11-year-old is obsessed with crocheting. She will sit in her room for hours doing it, and she's taught herself and joined a club at school. I see like young people crocheting at the airport all the time.
What?
Just sitting there with their needles, making like cool little things. It's like, okay, I want to start getting into this now too.
I love this.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
ChatGPT, it's become a very popular tool for a lot of Americans, but how much do people actually trust it? 60% of U.S. adults have used ChatGPT for advice. 70% of people have found that advice helpful. This is according to new research. And while 34% of people say they trust ChatGPT more than humans, they do draw the line at using AI for legal or medical advice. The most trusted things that they use ChatGPT for are career advice, educational support, and product recommendations.
I want to apologize to you right now, Mercedes, because you hype up Chatty. Your girl Chatty is your ChatGPT.
That's my ChatGPT's name. I told her, like, hey, what should I call you? What's your name? And she said, you can call me Chatty. So yeah, that's what I call her.
And I'm apologizing because I was like, don't do this. This is going to go down bad. So I was like, what is the hype in this ChatGPT? I've been using it almost every single day for the past few weeks, and it is game changing.
What are you using it for?
Random things like stuff for work, if I need advice on how to ask someone something. Or, for example, yesterday my family came over because we were witnesses to their will. And we had a question about something on their will, and it was like, what is it a grantee or something like that? And we needed clarification. So I asked ChatGPT and she helped us.
Yeah, the thing is that she's not always right, so you do have to like do your research.
Oh,
I've had
sure.
a couple of times where she did me dirty. I was like, girl, this is wrong. And then she apologizes profusely. She's like, I'm so sorry. I got the wrong information. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. But yeah, like life-changing stuff, definitely stay away from.
Yeah, the fact-checking for sure. Still keep that in mind.
I'm trying to look at some of my the questions that I've asked her.
Like your history?
Yeah. So this is something I wrote the other day. Go, today's National Burrito Day. Do you have any good puns or jokes that I could talk about with burritos? Because we were doing a story about burritos on the TV show on Las Vegas Now. And I was like, it'd be good if I have a good burrito pun or something. And she said, here are a few burrito puns and jokes you can use. She says, let's wrap up the news with something delicious.
Gotcha.
Today's top story. We're on a roll. Literally, happy National Burrito Day. And I wrote back to her. I go, these are not very good. She said, sorry.
Here are some other suggestions.
I did not use anything from that. Also, this morning, let's see. Let's talk about feuds. And Madonna and Elton John, huge names in music. And they have had a decades-long feud. They finally have ended it. Madonna posted on social media a picture of the two of them. She was backstage for Saturday Night Live this weekend, and Elton John was performing on the show with Brandi Carlile. Madonna showed up, and she's just like, I want to nip this in the bud. I want to end this feud. I'm done with this. And she was ready to like confront him on it. She said the second that she walked backstage and saw him, the first words out of his mouth were, forgive me. And that tore the wall down between them. I guess she said that she's been a fan of his for years. And she even snuck out as a teenager to go see him in concert in Detroit. And he all these years have been taking these swipes at her. She said it hurt her to know that someone she admired so much shared this dislike of her publicly. As an artist, she didn't understand it. So now all is well, and fans are talking about a possible collaboration between the two of those, especially since Madonna had teased that Elton had written a song for her. She said it seemed like everything came full circle.
I can't believe that they were even feuding. I forgot about it. Wasn't it over something silly like lip syncing or something like that?
Honestly, I didn't know there was a feud between them. I had no idea, but I guess he always took these public swipes at her that were really hurtful to her. So to hear this, I mean, that's great news. I didn't know there was a feud in the first place, though.
I would have thought that they would have gone along just being knowing kind of like their personalities or just like their types of music. I would have thought they were like best friends
just
and I would have
icons.
Never known.
Yeah. So there you go. They are back together and maybe we'll hear some music from them. Who knows? Finally, this morning, a lot of malls, hotels, airports, they have escalators, so you don't have to bother with the stairs. And now China, they're taking the same approach when it comes to mountain climbing. A lot of mountains in China are having escalators added to their site, so people with like mobility issues, older people, lazy people, they can get to the top to see the view without having to hike up mountains. They say it's like having a gondola, but it's literally an escalator. And it makes sense because a gondola would get you right to the top. But escalators, you can actually get off and stop on the way and you know, take a break, take some pictures. Reaction has been really mixed. A lot of people say this this is a great thing that you're making these experiences more accessible, but although others are saying this takes all the fun out of going hiking in the mountains. What do you think about that?
I don't know if I like the escalators being built in mountains. You go out, I feel for me, when I'm going out to hike, I'm escaping like all the modern stuff, all the things like technology. And then all of a sudden I'm going to go hiking with my dog and then there's an escalator to my right for an option. That's just too weird.
My thing is I love the accessibility. Like I talk to my mom about this all the time that we talked about going to Machu Picchu. Now, I don't think they should build escalators at Machu Picchu. Don't get me wrong. But her thing is, I couldn't do the hike with you. I'd have to take the train. And I was like, oh, I feel like that's part of the experience is doing the hike. But what happens when these escalators break down and you have some old lady up there who's stuck as an escalator? So that's my issue with it. What are we going to do when some old lady gets stranded at the top because there's no escalator?
She's
going
to have to climb up the stairs.
Exactly.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Okay, we have our contestant, Sherilyn. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. Yeah. You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
Woo!
All right. I feel like we're already acting like you won, which is a great way to manifest.
I hope so.
Yeah, let's manifest this. $275 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song faster than I can. I'm pretty good, but I've been beaten several times. And today's your day, Sherilyn. I am confident in you. I'm wishing you the best.
I feel it.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Okay, I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to leave you with Stephen Ramone. Good luck, Sherilyn.
Bye, Mercedes. This is some weird audio going on over here. Let me test some things out. Okay. Okay, Sherilyn, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something. No hemming and hawing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now. That's 20 seconds, Sherilyn. Anything? Guesses? Any guesses at all?
No. Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine. Okay, who's the artist?
Guns N' Roses.
Okay, now we're going to bring in Mercedes. Mercedes, come on in. All right, Sherilyn, you're dropping your daughter off. Where are you dropping her off at?
North Las Vegas. My mother-in-law.
Oh, we love
him. Take a break.
Oh, yeah. We all need a break here and there, right? Nice. All right. Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Yo. Is it weird or is the audio kind of weird coming in on your end?
I don't hear my microphone.
Weird.
Can you guys hear me?
She sounds super low.
Like, you sound far away, but the audio levels on my end are good. So go
That's
ahead.
That's really weird. Now I hear myself.
So weird. Okay.
I don't know. I have no control over that over here.
But. Same here. Well, I mean, I thought I did, but maybe not. Okay, the next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song.
Okay.
And it starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead.
That is one of the most iconic intros in all of music. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Final answer. No doubt.
Okay, you stop the clock at 0.9 seconds. And of course, you're correct.
Thanks for saying of course.
Of course. And then Sherilyn, she stopped the clock and also got it right.
Okay.
But at 20 seconds.
Oh, Sherilyn, I'm sorry. You got it, but 20 seconds. So, like, she took the whole time, basically.
Basically,
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That is such a familiar intro. I mean, listen to this. Oh, who doesn't love you? Like, who doesn't get psyched up when you hear this?
Just hearing the guitar strings.
Yeah. It's like, it's going to be a great Tuesday in Las Vegas. Let's do this. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that means we now have a $300 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And you get to listen to one of the most iconic intros in all of music. It's Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, and it's Mix 94.1. You know what? I owe Las Vegas an apology.
Why?
I owe Las Vegas a big, heartfelt, hand on heart, please take me back kind of apology, because I did something over the weekend and I realized, wow, I had no business saying the things I said about Las Vegas. So I was in LA over the weekend, and after sitting in LA traffic, and I do mean sitting like I was being punished, I realized we have it so good here. I used to complain about a little slowdown on the 215 like it was the end of the world. But after inching through the 405 for what felt like a full presidential term, I'd like to say, Vegas, I am sorry. I am so sorry I ever badmouthed your traffic, because you didn't deserve it. We have so many better like roadways than they do in other parts of the country. And so Las Vegas, I am sorry. Do you want to apologize to Las Vegas for something? Is there something that you just gave this city a bad rap for and it didn't deserve it? It didn't deserve the hate. 702-364-9400. Confess, we're not judging. Unless you say something about the buffets, then we're judging. But seriously, I just feel so bad that I ever badmouthed the traffic here. And then I go to LA and it was just awful.
Oh, man, I like this. Why are we apologizing to our city? What needs an apology? Okay, I'm thinking about this and I'm going to say, dear Las Vegas, I'm so sorry that I ever complained about the heat.
The heat.
It gets the 115, sometimes 118 in the summer.
But have you ever been to Phoenix?
But have I ever been to the Philippines? The Philippines, when I walked out of that airport, I said, what is this humidity? I was sweating immediately, and it's that wet heat that I'm like, no, I would much rather go back to Las Vegas and experience the dry heat and have to put on lotion every minute.
There is something to be said for the dry heat. I know we use it as a joke, but it is so much better than heat plus humidity. There is no comparison. What is your apology to this city? 702-364-9400. This text says Vegas doesn't have traffic. And they're always doing construction in order to make sure it stays that way. I love Vegas traffic. You have a point. Absolutely. This text says, I'm sorry to Las Vegas for ever saying the strip is overrated, because after visiting another city's downtown, I realized our version of chaos is actually majestic.
Oh.
The strip. I have a love-hate relationship with it. I really do. I think it's super cool. But sometimes it just is like chaotic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I remember, and this is another thing I want to apologize to Vegas for, is I was like, why would we have to serve alcohol for 24 hours? It's just a mess. And I went to go visit Baltimore for my friend, and we were drinking on a Sunday. It was President's Day weekend. We had this Monday off. I was like, let's go to the bar, or let's go to the liquor store. And she goes, the liquor stores are closed on Sundays.
Come on now.
I was like, wait, what? I'm not used to this. And that's why I need to apologize to Las Vegas.
Ramon, do you want to make an apology to the city that you were born and raised in?
The city that I love. I do. I remember when we first started charging for parking. Remember that? I used to hate it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But I do want to apologize, because I've been to like San Diego, Chicago, you know, to a Padres game or a Wrigley Field where there's no parking structure. There's no parking anything. Here, you can go to the MGM or wherever, and there's a nice big parking structure, and you can park in. It's nice. It looks, at least there's some security. Over there, you got to park in a shady parking lot. Sometimes at Wrigley, people use their own. People charge to use their garage.
In
the neighborhoods.
I am not lying when I tell you I was in LA for a concert last year. I went to Park Mobile, the app where you could buy parking for certain lots, and I saw there was this lot near the stadium I was going to see this concert in. So I buy it. We're driving to the address. It was a guy's house.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
He was standing in the driveway waving us down. I'm like, I am not giving this random man my keys. Like,
shady.
Are you kidding me?
That was the same thing when we went to SoFi. We were watching the Chargers-Raiders game. We're like, where the heck do we park? We got to go in neighborhoods. It's like $50 to park in a little garage-ish area. So shady, so sketch, yep. But so smart for those people that are doing that.
Oh, they must make so much money. But just to have all these strangers' cars, like you could literally just drive away and never come back. This one says, I apologize, Las Vegas, for thinking the only thing to do was gamble and go to the bar. There's so much more outdoor activities to do. My new hobbies are riding my quad and going shooting in the desert. This one says, after visiting Orlando over spring break and experiencing their traffic and roadways, I appreciate Vegas traffic so much more. And then this one says, sorry for ever suggesting Las Vegas needs more greenery. I was in Oregon and immediately started sneezing like I was in a Claritin commercial. Yeah, with all the greenery comes a lot of allergies. Don't forget that. We live in a pretty amazing city, I have to say. All right, it is time to win. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. And we have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to check out Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Palazzo Theater inside the Venetian Resort. These tickets just went, or they haven't even gone on sale yet. The show was just announced yesterday, and this is the first time that the two of them have been on stage in a long time. This is going to be so much fun. So caller 20, you get the tickets. When you conquer the Mega Minute, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all correct, and the tickets are yours. Who's ready to play the Mega Minute? Our number is 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're in. It's Mix.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Brian, you're caller 20. How you doing?
Yay. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you know how it works. 60 seconds, we have 10 questions. There are various questions like trivia, common knowledge, pop culture, you name it. And if you get all 10 of them correct in 60 seconds, these tickets to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Venetian, they are yours. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Brian, if you're struggling with a clue, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions, and the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the term for a book written by a person about their own life?
Autobiography.
Yes. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
Yes. The book Cat in the Hat was written by which author?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. What candy's slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
Skittles.
Yes. Mr. Krabs is a cartoon character on what show?
SpongeBob.
Yes, Shelley Berkeley is the mayor for which city?
Pawnee?
No. What is the name of the fairy on Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yes, Bronny James is the son of what basketball player?
LeBron James.
Yes, what country did IKEA originate from?
Sweden.
Yes, James Bond is known for drinking what shaken drink?
Milkshake?
No. Shelley Berkeley is the mayor for which city?
Las Vegas.
Yes. James Bond is known for drinking what shaken drink?
Yoo-hoo.
No. Yoo-hoo. That was incredible. I mean, milkshake, it makes sense. Yoo-hoo, you got to shake it up. You know how James Bond says, I'd like a martini, shaken, not stirred. But who knows? Maybe James Bond likes milkshakes too. Nobody knows that for sure. So, Brian, you got all the questions except for that one. What a heartbreaker. I'm so sorry, Brian, but that means at caller 20 right now, you win. You get these tickets to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Palazzo Theater over at the Venetian. They are Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets. Caller 20 right now gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you have a job where you get yelled at a lot? A lot of people do, and that's a big discussion that's going viral right now. Someone asked to name the top jobs that require a high tolerance for being yelled at. Are you one of the very patient people with a job on this list? Number one is a customer service rep. You know they get yelled at all the time, especially if you're working at a call center. That kind of comes with the territory. And you And you have to have some thick skin for that. I could never do it. I would start crying every single day. Teachers was number two on this list. They get yelled at not just by kids, but by parents too. Members of the military came in at number three being yelled at. I guess is expected, especially in basic training. You got to expect that. Referees, number four, from pro sports all the way down to Little League. And then cops was number five. And they're expected to stay calm and professional through all of it. Have you ever had a job where you were yelled at your job?
I can't think of one. Let me think. I've been a hip-hop teacher. I worked in retail and then radio. Retail, not really. I mean, people would complain,
yeah,
but not yell. What about you?
I have been yelled at one time, and it was at this job, but it was years ago. And we had this general manager, and he had, I can't remember what he had asked me to do, and I did it, but he didn't think I did it. And he literally called me, screaming at me, yelling at me like, I asked you to do this. And I was like, I did do this. And he's like, no, you did not. And I literally submitted the email evidence that I did what he said. And it was like backtracking. Like he was screaming. I've never been yelled at that like that in a job ever in my life. And I was like, I am done with this guy. Literally like 2 weeks later, I had nothing to do with it. But he got let go.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. He must have done it to a lot of people because it was just so bizarre. I was like super happy that he got let go at that point.
Well, with him, was there signs that he would not yell at you, but like that it wasn't like out of nowhere, right?
I think he had an issue with anger management. He was just one of those guys that just yelled a lot, and he didn't last very long in the building. Like it was a very weird situation, but that was the only time I got yelled at.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also this morning, running, hitting the gym, great ways to relieve stress, right? But an activity you might find a little bit more fun could be even better. Steph, I think you could probably attest to this. A new study found that dancing might be the best way to relieve stress because it combines four different natural stress relievers. You've got music, you've got rhythm, you have movement, and you have socialization. Any of those things on their own can help you with stress and anxiety, but you combine the four together, and now it's even better. And dancing to music at home or even in your seat while listening to the radio, that can help too. Dance-based exercise routines are also a really good call, like Zumba or anything like that. It's even better when you can dance with other people and there's physical contact involved. So go out and, you know, dance with your friends. It might actually help you relax.
It is such, it's something that I miss because I danced for so long before I got into radio professionally and just for fun that sometimes I just want to go out on the weekends, not feel like I have to drink and just go out and dance with good music. It feels so good. And it's even just after work, if I've had a stressful day, it feels so good just to turn on the radio, a song that you love and just headbang to it. It really, really helps.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite things to do in the car. And I mean, obviously your moves are limited in the car, but I will just turn on one of my favorite songs and just like move my body and shake my head, and it just is a natural stress reliever for sure.
You might look a little crazy to your neighbor to the left of you, but it's totally fine. Just let it all out.
They already think I'm crazy, so it's like, oh, no big deal. Finally, this morning, Hailey Bieber is not keeping her postpartum beauty tips to herself, and moms on TikTok are really grateful. If you've had a child, do you agree with this? There's a creator that said in her TikTok, Hailey Bieber makes me want to cut my hair, but I just know that if I cut it, it will not look like how she looks with short hair. I will look awful. Well, Hailey Bieber herself jumped in with some honest and heartfelt advice on this creator's post. She said, you would look stunning, but let's hold hands and agree to not make any big hair decisions postpartum. Personally, giving myself at least a year. Followers are really praising this sweet moment, with one person commenting, wow, Haley's comment was actually so sweet. Others totally related. One user said, don't do it. I cut mine postpartum. Instant regret. Haley's own chop in 2023 had fans loving it, but for now she's growing it out and keeping the scissors far away. Back in August, she and her husband Justin Bieber welcomed their first child, Jack Blues Bieber.
Did you ever suffer from like postpartum depression, and how did you kind of get over that?
I don't know. Honestly, do you ever get over it? I did very badly, especially with my second. And I cut my hair. I did cut my hair, and I instantly regretted it. Number one, because it just was a bad call, and I don't know why I did it. But two, my hair was I was having a hard time with my hair growing back after. Just your hormones are crazy. Your body is crazy. And it was a real tough time. How do you get over it? I don't know. How does anyone get over depression? I think if finally your body regulates at some point. But it was just, I don't know if other moms felt this way. It was more of, I don't want to say a depression, but like just melancholy all the time, like sad. Mm-hmm. Just not about anything in particular, even. It was just like, I just felt sad all the time. I could cry at the drop of a hat. I'd look at this baby that I created that I love with all my heart, and I would just start crying just because I was just like, how did I create this? Yeah. And then I'd watch a commercial and I'd start crying. It's like, it was just so weird. Everything made me cry.
Is there anything that made you happy? Like something that made you like, oh, like dancing or like listening to music, something that could get you out of that in that instant?
This sounds ridiculous. But it was just such a little thing that made me so happy is when Matt would jump in and take over. Like, baby needs to be changed. He's like, got it. And he'd go change it. Baby needs to be fed. And I wouldn't say anything. I just like start going. He's like, no. I'll feed her. You go take a nap. Go rest. That stuff like went so far and meant so much. It was like game changers. The little things that like you would think that most people would not notice, those were the things.
What
that
about
went.
Like dots or candy or stuff like that? Like if he surprised you with food, you're like, yep, you're my one. You're
oh,
the one.
Man, he still does that to this day. Aww. Like you can't fault him for that. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Gina, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We were just talking to Gina off the air about something that's been going on at work. And I think some people might have some thoughts on it and also maybe have been in your situation before. Have you ever felt like the odd man out where you were just not fitting in? As much as you tried, as nice as you tried to be, you were just purposely excluded. 702-364-9400. Gina, tell everyone what you were telling us about what's going on with you at work.
Yeah. Like, I've just been feeling really sad about the whole thing, and I don't know how to bring it up. So everyone at work goes out with each other for lunch, and they never invite me. I'm like, I am really friendly. I just don't understand what I've been doing wrong. You know, whenever it's lunchtime, they just seem to ignore me. And once they come back, everything's fine, though. So I don't know.
Are you like the new person at work? Maybe did they have like an established friendship before? Not saying it's right, because I feel for you, that sucks, but was there like a bond before, or have you been there just as long as everyone else and you're just not included in this situation?
I started not that long after everyone else, so this doesn't feel right what they're doing.
Have you been in this situation before where like you were just excluded, and do you say something? Have you thought about saying something, Gina?
I have. I was just thinking, should I invite myself or should I just bring it up like in a non-awkward way?
Yeah, that's so hard because like, how do you say like, I'm coming with you or yeah. Like, oh, I'm trying to think like if I really wanted to go like, oh, are you guys going out to lunch? Where are you going? Oh, you know, Red Robin. Oh, I love Red Robin. Can I join you guys?
Yeah.
Like that to me does not seem super invasive, but then you wonder, okay, why aren't they inviting me? What is it about me that makes them not want to invite me?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, it's easier said than done. Like, I've been hyping myself up to try to, you know, try to invite myself, but when you're in the situation, it's just like,
so nerve-wracking.
I saw this thing yesterday. Like, what was it? What are examples of being picked last in gym class and not being invited to go out to lunch with your coworkers? I think is one of those. Like, as an adult, as we get older, and you're in these situations where it feels like you are the one that got picked last in gym class. And I'm sorry you're going through this, Gina. Any advice for Gina? 702-364-9400 is our number. And also, what's another example of being picked last in gym class as an adult?
Yeah, thinking about it, it's like when I was invited to like tons of weddings last year, there was a last minute wedding invitation we got. And it just felt like it was 3 weeks before the wedding. All of our friends were invited except me and James. And we just felt like when they texted us, it wasn't even what's your mailing address. It wasn't any of those save the dates. It was like, hey, are you guys free this date? Would love for you guys to come to the wedding. And you knew we were just one of those last minute people just to fill seats. And for me, I felt a little bit like, wow, this is one of those things. Like, I feel like kind of picked last in gym class type of deal.
Yeah, that's where you were a second thought. Someone RSVP'd no, and they were like, oh, we can invite Steph and James now since, you know, Michelle and Kevin aren't coming. Oh, yeah, like invite them. And then, you know, you get a present, stuff like that. We're getting some calls, some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, never invite yourself if they don't invite. You don't go. Tell her to read the Mel Robbins book called Let Them. I read that book. And Gina, the whole theory on that is if people ignore you, let them. Like, let them. Focus on what you can let yourself do. You're never going to make people like you, no matter what. There's nothing you can do. Just let them. Some other texts, as much as I hate to say this, I think she should just forget them. If you don't want to invite them, if they don't want to invite you to lunch, bleep them. They don't deserve you as a friend. This one says, for Gina, unfortunately, they don't want you there. If they did, they would have invited you. And do you really want to be somewhere where you're not invited? We're getting some of your calls here. I was thinking of the equivalent to being picked last in gym class, and I will never forget this one time. We went out to dinner with a bunch of girlfriends, and most of them I knew, but some of them were like girlfriends of my girlfriends that I didn't know completely. And I'll never forget, one of them turns to me and goes, will you take a picture of us? And it was all of us. And she wanted me to take the picture of everyone else. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, feel sorry for myself, but it just felt really gross.
Yeah, like, they don't you want to have someone that's at the restaurant like, hey, let's get someone to take a picture of all of us. But it's like, who do I know the least? Oh, Mercedes, can you take a picture of us?
So like, all the pictures were on social media of the whole group except for me, because I was taking the picture. And it made me really sad. It just, I don't know. I was a part of that group. And why she didn't want me in the picture or whatever. It felt like being picked last at gym class. Let's talk to Eileen. Eileen, good morning. What do you think?
You know, oh man, it's so hard sometimes, because sometimes the best thing you could do is just kind of like, I don't know, man. And I'm trying to figure it out myself, because it's just like, sometimes you just want to just take a step back and process things, and you just don't never know what to do. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little shaky in my voice right now.
No, I'm good.
But yeah.
It's hard.
But yeah.
Relationships are really hard to navigate sometimes. And like, I know we talked about the White Lotus last night, and there's a part where the three girlfriends, I wish I had that monologue ready to go to play for you guys. But did you guys watch that monologue that Carrie Coon, her character, made about sometimes it's just nice to have a seat at the table where you don't really feel like you can brag about your life like some person can, or brag about your job, but you're just really grateful to have a seat at the table with the people. And I feel like that's how I am sometimes with my friends. Like, you know, I don't have a lot to show off about, but thanks for letting me be here and being friends with you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, next time we go out to a group dinner, Mercedes, I'm going to have you right smack in the middle of our picture. Yes, I'm going to make someone else take it because that is not cool.
I am really good at taking the pictures. I'll do that for you. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So Dax Shepard, he is in the hot seat again. This time it is about flirting. Flirting while married. He has a podcast and they were talking about it on his podcast, and he admits that he flirts with both men and women because he can. And he insisted it's harmless. And his co-host, her name's Monica, kind of hit him with a little question. Like, do you think that that's right? That they were using the term queer baiting. If you've never heard that term before, it's basically when you act like you are gay when without coming out in an effort to appeal to someone who is gay. Huh. And so I had not heard that. I was not familiar with that term. But here was part of their discussion. And the question that I want to ask you is, no matter if you are flirting with same sex, opposite sex, if you're married, do you think it's okay to flirt still? It's just flirting. Or is that wrong? 702-364-9400. Here is what he's under fire for saying.
We have talked about that I flirt with men and women.
Yeah, you flirt with everyone.
That's right. But I don't think I'm queer baiting.
Some people might say that you are.
Yeah, stop flirting with me unless you want to seal the deal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to seal the deal. I just want to flirt.
Maybe you lost that right when you got married.
I don't think so.
Did you lose the right to flirt when you get married? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
This is interesting. I James and I, we go way back as far as friendship goes. We have a lot of gay friends, gay men in particular. And I think the line needs to be drawn when it's playful flirting, like, oh, you look cute in that shirt, or like they're complimenting themselves. And it's just words. I mean, James knows his boundaries. And with our gay best friends, I think it's funny. I think when he's like messing around with them, or just like, oh my gosh, you know, if Steph wasn't around, but I know that's all in the innocent fun. I know that he's not being truthful, and
your friends are not taking it like, oh wow, maybe I have a chance with him or anything like that.
No, we all know this is all a part of our friendship. Now, if it was someone we didn't know, and it was maybe a gay guy or even a straight woman, in a sense where it's like, wait, we don't have that friendship with them. That's drawing the line. So it does depend on the relationship we have with them. And that's where I say, yes, we're married. But if it's friends we've known forever, I think it's fine.
What about if it was a woman that he was doing that with?
I think if it was a woman, it would bother me. Even if it was one of my best friends forever and he's known her for a long time, I think that's where it gets a little weird. And that's where I know, no, that's not okay.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. Gypsy, hey, good morning. Flirting while you are married, is that okay?
100%. It's just flirting. I know where he comes home at night, and he's a bartender. That's how he pays our bills.
Oh, that's, you know, when you bring in the bartending gig, you've got a point there. You're going to get more tips if you are flirting, but you just have to know that you keep it at the bar,
yeah,
right?
But it's not like, hey, let me get your number and like take you out, right, Gypsy? It's just like, hey, you're looking kind of cute today. Like, what's that kind of flirting look like?
Well, that happens all the time because he's a bartender. I mean, hey, y'all, everybody's throwing numbers at him. But I know that when his job is done, because we worked together for years, that I know where he comes home at night. I'm not bothered by it because, do you know what? I'm driving a badass Jeep. I have a 5-bedroom house. So shut up, y'all.
You're fine with it. I think about myself in that situation, and I think it would make me uncomfortable if I knew my husband was flirting. I don't know if it was for a job. I might have an easier time with it, but I do think it can undermine trust a little bit. Yeah. You know, trust is the center most important thing of any relationship, of a marriage. And so if doubts are being raised, that could be an issue. My concern too would be that it could also open the doors to an emotional affair.
Yes.
And sometimes I think those can be worse than actual physical affairs, not going
to
lie.
Yeah, that's a really scary line that you're like, oh, let me just pretend to flirt. But what if in your mind you're actually falling for this person? That makes a great point.
Yeah, other people might just be hurt by it. Maybe your partner is really hurt when you flirt. Has anyone asked Kristen Bell what her yes. take is on him flirting? Is she okay with it? Ramon, you're married. Do you or your wife flirt, or do you think it's okay to flirt?
Kind of what Steph said. It has to be like, you know, playfully flirting. There always has to be a line. You have to also be strong-minded, strong-willed, like you said, because you don't want to open that door to emotional stuff. And so obviously it can't be physical, and you just have to know where the line is at.
When you were a bartender, did you ever feel like you were kind of flirting in a sense to make a little bit more cash?
Yeah, but I've never crossed an eye. I never like went across the bar and like gave them a hug or, you know, numbers here and there, but you just toss it in the trash right behind you.
Huh. Interesting.
With the numbers, has anyone ever asked you for your number, and what do you say?
Yeah, all the time, and you just kind of respectfully kind of decline them. And sometimes they do get upset because, you know, they've had drinks in them, but, you know, you just kind of try to be, you know, respectfully no, as, you know, as good as you can.
Wow. Okay, pretend remember Mercedes. Mercedes, at the bar.
Oh, God.
You're at the bar with Ramon, and you're like, man, this guy's kind of cute. What do you say?
You know, Ramon, I just did this connection. You remind me of the alphabet because I always get lost after you.
So, wait, Ramon, what do you say?
So I start blushing. You know, I'm flattered and all. I thank you. But, you know, I'm old school. I'm Amish. I don't have a phone.
I'm Amish. But let me put your number in my Apple Watch. I love it. Oh, wow. Well, thanks for your text and your calls. A lot of people are like pro flirting. This one says, my motto. Oh, gosh, I can't read that on the air. But your motto is very funny, whoever sent it in with the last number 5. It's okay to look at the menu as long as I have dinner at home. That's another way to put it. This one says, hell no. I wish I could be a wife that's okay with flirting on the job. My husband is a local tattoo artist and well-known, and I know it helps with the tips. So, like, okay. She's cool with it. Yeah, the tips go up. Flirt all you want.
Flirting, no emotional, though.
All right, here we go. It is time to win this morning with Heads Up, and we have your tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. Our pro women's volleyball team, they are taking on the Columbus Fury at Lee's Family Forum on Sunday. It is Ninth Island Night, where we are going to celebrate Hawaiian culture. It is so much fun. And it's also Mix 94.1 night. Steph's going to be out there broadcasting live. I'll be hosting the game. So we would love to have you be a part. Caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up for 4 tickets to the game. You just have to pick a category and get 6 answers in 60 seconds. Excuse me. And you will win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Christy, you are caller 20. You ready to play some Heads Up?
I am ready.
Let's get you these tickets, 4 of them, to check out the Vegas Thrill game versus Columbus Fury on Sunday night at Lee's Family Forum. Pick a category. Do you want to go with booked and busy, whisk it good, sibling rivalry, or channel surfing?
I think I'll go with Whisk It Good.
Whisk It Good. This week is National Bake Week. So these are all things that are associated with baking. Are you a baker?
I just baked lemon loaf last night.
Oh my gosh.
Lemon loaf.
Okay, that sounds delicious, number one. And number two, you're going to nail this category. I just know we just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. So no problem.
You guys got this. All right. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up that starts now.
When you bake, you preheat this.
The oven?
Yes. This helps things rise. Sometimes you sift it.
Yeast.
Oh no. Okay, I'm wrong. It's white and it's
flour.
Yes. Okay. This is if you want to, like, say you want to make sugar cookies, you're gonna need one of these to make the dough flat. You're gonna have to use a what?
A rolling pin.
Yes. When you have eggs that you want to scramble, you might take this to them to
a whisk.
Yes. This they're like muffins but with frosting on top.
Cupcake.
Yes. These are like naked cupcakes.
Naked cupcake?
Yeah.
Muffins?
Yes.
Great clue.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize muffin was really like literally right after cupcakes until I used that as a clue. That is hilarious. Christy.
Thank you.
Nice job. Congratulations. You just got a 4-pack of tickets to join us at Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game. It's this Sunday. It's also Ninth Island night. So the first 500 fans to enter the building, you're going to get a really cool Vegas Thrill clap fan. It's going to be so much fun. Steph's going to be out there broadcasting, so stop by. And then once you're in the game, say hi to me. I'll be hosting the game. We can't wait to see you. That is all happening on Sunday night. And tickets are still available. If you'd love to join us, you can go to VegasThrill.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Right now is the perfect time to do some spring cleaning. But what about that digital clutter that you have just lingering? 77% of people say that digital clutter negatively impacts their life. The average person has 1,044 unread emails.
That's it?
That's it? You have more than that?
In my personal email, it's horrible.
Oh my gosh. I don't like having any red dots on my phone. So I do my best to clear them. Even if I just go in, like I have 5 right now. I'm looking through, delete, 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 delete. Like, yeah we're I can't have that much. That would drive me crazy.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. It drives me crazy. It's something on my to-do list that I need to do. For my personal email, it's 3,000 unread.
Oh my gosh. What if there's something really important in there?
Good luck. I don't know. If it's tax stuff, I don't know. But at the same time, when I know it's important stuff, like, let's be honest. My tax stuff, it doesn't go to my Yahoo. It goes to my Gmail. And not a lot of people have my Gmail.
Oh.
And I try to separate those. But work stuff, oh, I clear that out. Like right now I have like 12.
Okay, so that's good. Well, we also have 12 unread text messages. Do you have any unread texts?
No, I have 0.
0 for you? Me too. Mm. 17 unread social media notifications. That I'm not sure. I would have to go on and check. We have 11 unread app messages. Okay, let's see. I do have red dots. 1, 6... 13, 1.
What's the one with 13?
That's on my Weverse app. And that's like the app that like BTS announcements and Blackpink announcements are on. And yeah, they've been making announcements. I have not opened them. So yeah, that's what about you?
I only have the emails. My personal email, 3,000. Work, about 12. I have an Etsy notification, 3 of those. And that's really it.
I didn't realize you were on Etsy. Are you selling stuff on Etsy or are you buying stuff on
Etsy? I buy stuff on Etsy. I got your Christmas gift on Etsy.
Oh, I love my Christmas gift. Yes. You're so cute. Okay. Also this morning, it's tough time for casual chain restaurants in this country. Hooters filed for bankruptcy last week. Red Lobster, TGI Fridays, Buca di Beppo. They've all filed for bankruptcy in the last year. Sales at lots of other familiar chains are down as Americans are really watching their budgets and turning to cheaper places to grab a meal. But one casual dining chain is really bucking that trend and has taken over as America's favorite. Do we have a Texas Roadhouse here in town?
Yes, we do.
Where is it?
It's off St. Rose. St. Rose.
I've never been there before.
Oh my God. Texas Roadhouse is so good.
Really?
That Costco right next to it is the one I go to. So every time I enter that Costco off St. Rose, I smell Texas Roadhouse. It is so good.
Now, they are the current number one chain of casual dining restaurants in the United States. They've taken that title away from Olive Garden, which held that title since 2018. Last year, Texas Roadhouse, they had a 14.7% increase in sales.
Wow, Mercedes, never been to Texas Roadhouse before?
No, it's funny because my daughter, she's at school right now, and her friends last night wanted to go to Texas Roadhouse for dinner. And she's like, should I go with them? And I was like, Go. Yeah, I've heard their rolls are really good. That's the one thing I've heard is their rolls. She's like, well, I'd eat dinner, so I'd just be going to hang out with them. And I was like, well, go see what it's all about. So she went. She texted me last night. She's like, well, I didn't eat, but the rolls smelled good. That was it. So
check it out.
I got to check it out. Yes. Finally, this morning, guys, do you have a man bun? Are you tired of it? This could be the perfect time to chop it off for some cash. If your hair is at least 6 inches long, an inch or more thick, and has never been dyed, bleached, colored, or otherwise chemically treated, you may have literally dollar bills growing out of your head. There's ad listings on Hair Salon, which acts as a middleman for buyers and sellers. And I guess especially men's hair is really bringing in a lot of money. They run anywhere from $50 up to thousands of dollars for that never been dyed, bleached, colored, or chemically treated hair. The site's equipped with a hair price calculator to help you figure out what your hair is worth. And but the selling price is completely up to you.
Ramon, would you sell your hair? I know you don't have super long hair.
Your hair's pretty short.
Yeah. Would you sell it though?
I just got it cut, but I could get it over 6 inches in a couple of months.
I'm looking at some of these ladies on here. I'm only seeing ladies right now. And they have a picture of like their hair on their head. And this woman selling her hair for $500, dark brown and chestnut. I wonder, Steph, you have really long hair. You could probably get a lot of money for your hair.
How much money do you think? Okay, my hair goes down to like underneath the boobies.
Has it been chemically treated?
Well, no. That's not, does dyeing count?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been highlighted.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I guess forget that.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes the reality of life and the brevity of existence really kind of settles in, and you realize, like, man, we only have one shot at this thing called life. And you kind of came face to face to that yesterday.
I did, and it was really real. I didn't know that this was going to happen. So James gets a call around 6 p.m. yesterday from his cousin who lives in Wisconsin, is in town. And our great aunt and our great uncle live in town, but they're much older, about in their 80s, 90s. And she said, hey, James, real quick, I hate to pop this question on you so soon, but I'm in town and I'm actually the beneficiary for my mom and dad, but I need two witnesses. Are you able to, real quick, around 8 p.m. tonight, stop by so that we can have you guys sign some legal documents on the will and go over the stuff that's on it? And James and I were like, what?
Are you sure you didn't just like sign over your car title or anything like that?
Right, exactly. Like, do we need a power of attorney? Do we need anyone to witness our witnesses? But it was all good. But it was one of those things that I wasn't ready for. It was them coming over, and I haven't seen them since maybe a year or two. And you could just tell that their time is coming. They're getting a little older. They're a little slower. Their memory's not as good. And it's one of those hard conversations, like, hey, guys, let's get around the dinner table and let's start talking about who's going to get what. It's one of those things where, like, wow, when do we start talking about that stuff? I've never experienced this before. My parents are still around. Me and James haven't even started talking about, like, wills and stuff. Or even if, God forbid, an accident happens any day, who would get Momo or who would get our stuff? And I know you've maybe experiences with maybe your dad, or have you talked to the girls about it if you and Matt were to pass away?
Yeah, those conversations are tough, but they're really necessary. Matt and I have definitely talked about it. And, you know, we try to have age appropriate conversations with the girls. Nothing super detailed, but just enough so they know that we're planning ahead. And we did this about 5 years. No, we did it longer than that because it was when we had kids. So it's been a while that we're like, we need to have a plan in place. God forbid anything ever happens to us. Like, we're young, but still, we're going to put a plan in place. And so we did. We created a living trust, which includes a will and says, you know, what we want to happen. It's weird, though, right? You go from being a kid who doesn't want to talk about anything serious to suddenly being the adult who has to bring up what happens when this, you know, goes on, and we don't want to make it too heavy. It's kind of like estate planning with a side of Okay, but I still plan to haunt you if you sell this house for less than market value. Like, you have to make that clear. So how did James handle being a part of all of that?
You know, James took it really well because it was sprung on him last minute in a matter of a couple hours. We're coming over. So he was really good. He was like, hey, you know, what do you need from me? We're reading over the documents. Basically, like, our great uncle is still in great sight and mind and in good consciousness. So that's why we're the witnesses is what we were kind of going through. But it was one of those things because they basically raised him when he was a kid. He goes, I can't believe this is all going down right now. They raised me when we lived in Chicago. We call her Atalea. Atalea was only like 12, and now she's at that age where she's the one dealing with the legal documents. But overall, it was good to see them. Even under these circumstances we were under, I was like, how are you doing, Atalea? She goes, it is stressful. Do not be a beneficiary.
I would definitely need a glass of wine and a hug after that, for sure. But at least, you know, they're not asking questions like I'm getting. My daughter's like, who gets your purses when you die? Do I get your purses? I want this. Like, she always tells me, I want this when you die. And she says it so flat out. I'm like, wow. She's like, where'd you get that jacket? And I'm like, I don't know. I bought it a couple years ago. I want it when you die. And I'm like, okay. I'll write that leather jacket from the Gap in the will just so you get it, okay?
My dad goes, I want you to throw me a huge party, tequila shots, rock band and all when I die.
That's the way to go out. I like his style. It's Mix 94.1.